Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
About 100 yards north of my house in the dense woods, the remnants of an old fence can be seen running north-south over a sandy clay hill on the edge of the Darabont Swamp. The forest looks the same on both sides of the rusty wire now, but it once enclosed a 10-acre field where my father chopped cotton as a teenager. When boll weevils, army worms, and worn-out soil forced the Union Parish Hill Country cotton farmers to seek work in paper mills, chemical plants, and on pipelines, the field reverted to forest through natural plant succession. The timber on it has been cut at least twice since the Great Depression, the last time about 1988. I moved next door to the property a couple of years later and remember finding grog-tempered potsherds in the loader sets. It occurred to me at the time that this evidence, along with a few chert artifacts, was the only indication that hundreds of generations of humans had lived here long before white settlers of European descent began offloading up the river at Alabama Landing. For better and worse, the lingering and continuing changes to the local natural world can be attributed to the offspring of these new people. We regal in the better but are blissfully ignorant of the worse. The biological sterility of commercial pine monoculture has swept clean the rich biodiversity of historical upland hardwood forest. Even the once abundant, free-flowing springs that nurtured Native Americans and settlers alike have disappeared into plunging aquifers, collateral damage of unquenchable local industries. The cotton field is gone now, and I often wonder what this area will look like in 100 or even a half dozen generations. Nature is remarkably resilient. A forest can restore itself with biodiversity if demand for single-species pulpwood is assuaged and aquifers can be replenished, but only when the fence that restrains thoughtful consumerism rusts into the shadow of time.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.